Bezras Hashem Yizbarech, I record the 483rd daf in Shas, Yuma, daf Chaf, in front of the Neros Chanukah, the first night of Chanukah. It's even a balmy night in Eretz Yisrael. Think back of those who are listening to this in the United States, and now that it falls out in the same time of what's referred to as Thanksgiving, I think back of cold football games. That's what I think of when I think about Thanksgiving. But with the Neros Chanukah, so then hopefully we add a little bit of heat and the warmth of Torah HaKadosha. We pick up Yud Tes on the Beis, about 10 lines from the bottom, Bikesh Lisnamne. If the Kohen Gadol, who's getting prepared on Erev Yom HaKippurim, and the night of Yom HaKippurim begins to drowse off, particularly on the night of Yom HaKippurim, Bikesh Lisnamne, Pirchei Kuhuna, Makin Lefanav, Be'etzba Tzreida. They wake him up. The expression Tzreida, the Gemara will elaborate on. Va'omrim lahu, they tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, our dear man, our man, the Kohen Gadol, Amod v'hafeg achas al ritzba, put one of your legs on one of your feet on the stone floor of the Beis HaMikdash, which was nice and cold. And they involve him the entire night. The Kohen Gadol stays up the entire night until he's ready for Tamid Shel Shachris. The reason for that, as alluded to in the past, is if the Kohen Gadol falls asleep, he might come Lidei Keri, and that would be Mitame him from and passel him from doing the Avoda. The Gemara elaborates on what is this Etzba of Tzreda. My Tzreda, asks the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda answered, Tzarasa Dida, the finger that is the Tzara, that causes disturbances for the other. Mahi, what are we referring to? Godal. We're referring to the thumb that is being disturbed, and the Tzara is the one that is next to it, that's called a finger. And the finger next to the thumb makes a clapping, almost similar to a snapping sound with the thumb. Machi Revuhuna, Revuhuna was capable of doing this. Va'azel kala b'kula bei Rav, and he was able to make a loud sound that was heard throughout the Beis HaMedrash. Va'amrim lal, ishikon gadol, hafeg achas al rizpa, put one of your feet on the stone ground. Amar Yitzchak, al chadas, in the style of chadas. Chadas, the tough suf in the shin is interchangeable. That means al chidush. Mahi, what did they say? Not stam to put his feet on the ground, but achve keda. Show us what is the process of keda, which is the first step of ishtachavoya. In Tanakh, however, in the time of Chazal, it was an amazing acrobatic feat. And that was the ability to stand with one's legs straight and bend over one's back and torso, bent over all the way to the point that one's thumbs are supporting one doubled over on the ground while the feet remained straight and being able to literally kiss the ground. So that was what Rav Yitzchak says, that's what they asked him to do. And they would involve the Kohen Gadol and distract him. Rashi says on the Mishnah that they would take him to walk in order that he shouldn't fall asleep. Tana, they would not try to keep him up with these instruments, Ela bepeh, but rather with words. And what would they tell him? The pasuk in Tillim, a very famous pasuk, Im Hashem lo yivne bayis. We're seeing this in our own days. It's only up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to build the Beis HaMikdash. Those who think that they could build it on their own, v'chule, are fooling themselves. If Hashem won't build the bayis, shav amlu vanav bo, then anybody that attempts to build it will be unsuccessful. Why are they quoting this pasuk? So Rashi explains with the words klomar. When Rashi says klomar, that means that he's adding something that's not the simple pshat. That they were, as if to say, be careful in your avoda that it should be l'shem shemayim, because if it's not l'shem shemayim, then it will not, God forbid, successful. Mi'kire Yerushalayim lo yishem kol alayla. Though the dear people of Yerushalayim, the special Anshei Ma'aseh, did not sleep the entire night, kedei shiyishme kohen gadol kol havara, in order that the Kohen Gadol should hear the sounds of their echoes of learning. V'lote eishenei chotfaso, and therefore he should not be grabbed by sleep. Tanya, Abishol, Oimer, af bigvulin hayu osen kein zeichel migdash, even in
Chutz La'aretz, they did this.
They used to stay up the whole night of Yom HaKippurim, but everything good, you have to be careful, doesn't get corrupted. Ela Shahayu Chaitin.
But unfortunately, that brought them to Aveira because there were women and men that used to hang out together. Amar Abayi V'itemer of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Targuma Naharda. This happened in Narda. Amar Le'el Yola Rav Yehuda, Achva de Rav Sala Chasida. Amrisu. You guys discuss, Amai Lo Asi Mashiach, why Mashiach doesn't come. Vo'idina Yoma de Kippurahu. It's now Yom HaKippurim, V'ibol Kama Besulta. And there were a few virgins that had relations b'Naharda. Amar Le'el Rav Yehuda, Achvader of Salah asked El Yo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Omar, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying? Omar Le, he said to him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, L'Pesach HaTes Rovet, that sin is at the door, and it's not hard for people to fall in. To the point that Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the Yetzirah did it, forced them to do it. V'satam Mayomer, what is the Satan saying? Omar Le, Satan B'yom HaKippurim Lesle Rishus L'Istunei. On Yom HaKippurim, the Satan is not given a opportunity to speak against Klal Yisrael. The fascinating Gemara. On the one hand, it's Yom HaKippurim, and still Averis are done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu justifies them, if you will. Satan doesn't speak badly about them, but at the same time, Mashiach can't come. Mimai, how do we know this, that on Yom HaKippurim, Satan doesn't have any standing? Amar Rami Bar Chama, Satan B'gematria Tlas Mea V'Shisin V'Arba. The word Satan is the numerical value of 364 days. He has the power to say bad things at Klal Yisrael and prosecute them. Yom Kippur, he doesn't have that power. We begin a new Mishnah. Every day they would clean the Mizbeach at the time of the crow of the rooster, Osamachlo, close to it, Bein Lefanov, Bein Lachrav. Sometimes a little before, a little bit after, the Gemara will elaborate on this. Ubi Yom HaKippurim, but on Yom Kippur, they would do it a lot earlier. Bechatzos, Mechatzos. From Chatzos, midnight and on, they began doing it. According to the first explanation of Tosfos on the bottom of Chaf Amebeis, the idea here is to give significant time between one avoda and the next. And since the Kohen Gadol is doing all avodas on the Yom HaKippurim, better not to have him doing the Trumas HaDeshen and then immediately running to do the Shechitas HaTamid, but anyhow, he's up, so have him do it earlier at Chatzos. Uberegalim Me'ashmora Rishona, Regalim, they even did it earlier. They did it on the first third of the night, at the end of the first third, which is the end of the first Ashmora. The Gemara will explain why. Already by the time that the rooster crowed early in the morning, already the Azara was full of Klal Yisrael waiting to watch and take part of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. Now our Mishnah had begun to speak about the Trumas HaDeshen, which is, as Rashi describes in the first Mishnah, first line on the Mishnah, which is the mitzvah of taking a little bit, or a lot, from the Mizbeach, its ash, and putting it down on the eastern side of the ramp, where it was absorbed into the ground. And our Gemara begins to discuss some halachos that relate to that. Tanan Hasan, we learned in Zvachim, Ivarm Shepoku Me'al Gabe HaMizbeach, if there were limbs that fell off of the Mizbeach, Kodem Chatzos, prior to Chatzos, so then in such a case, we do not consider them part of simply Deshen, but rather a varim of the Mizbeach, and Yachsir Umalim Ben. Then you should return it to the Mizbeach, and it's Kachim that will be subject to Mi'ila. La'achar Chatzos, but if it happened already after Chatzos, lo Yachsir, then it should not be Ve'ein Mo'alim Ben, and there is no Mi'ila. In other words, Chatzos becomes the critical part of altering the status of the kachim that were on the Mizbeach from being meat to being considered as if it is ash, even if it's not entirely burnt. Minonimili, how do we know this? Amar Rav explained, Kosev Echad Omer, The pasuk in Vayikra says kol halayla v'hiktir.
On the one hand, the pasuk says supposed to be on the evarim are supposed to be on the mizbeach the entire night. The kasuv echad omer, and there's another pasuk says kol halayla v'hirim. The pasuk says v'lavosh hakohen midovad v'hirim adeshen. But the pasuk seems to say it's already deshen at the night period. Haketzad.
So what is that coming to tell us?
Chilkuhu. The Torah is telling you to divide the night. Chetzi of la haktara v'chetzi of la harama. Half of it's for haktara, half of it for harama. Masa Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana asked, b'chol yom tarminas hamizbeach b'kriyas hagever. Do you do the trumas hadeshen with the moment of the rooster's cry? O samichlo, bein milfanav, bein milachrav. Let's restate this. This is not a question, but rather, as of now, it's just simply a quote from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah said that the Tarminas HaMizbeach, either by Kriyas HaGever or Samechlo. U'biyom HaKippurim, we learn Mechatzos, u'bergalim Me'ashmar Rishona. Continues the Gemara to Chof HaMebeis, V'isalka Daitach Mechatzos Doraisa Hi. If we're going to say that the Chiyuv is Doraisa, as we had just elaborated in the previous Drasha, from what Rav had taught us. Heichi Magdiminan. So then how could we move it up? In the case of the regalim, how could we do it at the Ashmaras HaBoker? Elam Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan suggested that the source for the halacha that states that the Evarim are considered kodshim prior to Chatzos, and after Chatzos, then they are considered like the Deshen and are not subject to Mi'ila, is based on the following. Mashma Shenemar Kol HaLayla. The pasuk says it's supposed to be there on the Mizbeach the entire night. Eini yodea shu ad haboker. Umata meloma ad haboker. Would I not know that's supposed to be there until the morning? Of course, it says kol ha'ayla, it means morning. What does it mean ad haboker? Ten boker, levikro shel laila. The pasuk does not mean its simple meaning. Kol ha'ayla ad haboker means to the boker of the laila, the earliest part of the night. And that's the Ashmar Rishona. Hilchos b'chol yom tarminas hamizbeach b'kriyas hagever osamachlo bein lefan bein la'acharav. Sagya, that would be fine. No problem with doing it that way. B'yom ha'kipurim di'ka chol shel kohen gadol avdin mechatzos. Why? Because after Ashmar Rishona. U'b'regalim, and here we have finally the reason why we did it so early in regalim, the nefishi Yisrael v'nefishi karbanos, there's so much, there's so many people who have come to bring karbanos during the regalim, avdinan me'ashmora rishona. Then we already do it by the first watch. Rashi explains that there was so much deshen, 300 kurs worth from the day before, so that it seems from Rashi they wanted to start earlier on the Trumas HaDeshen to be sure that by the next morning the Mizbeach was going to be clear. One thing we need to clarify is that the Drasha is saying that there is Hashkama Acheres Levakro Shalayla, and there is an earlier point to that, and that's telling us that the status of Trumas HaDeshen begins at an earlier point, depending on how much Trumas HaDeshen there is going to be, as the Gemara elaborates, and we pointed out that already when it comes to the Regalim, it's even the first after the first third of the night. However, we never explain how this relates back to the halacha of Kodshim, and that is that the most obvious place to say that it's a point that's earlier than Alos HaShachar would be Chatzos. Hence, the halacha that if the Evarim fall off before Chatzos, then there would be returned, and there would be a status of Mi'ila, and afterwards, then there would not. I throw out an interesting question. I looked around briefly. I didn't see discussed. What happens if it fell off for whatever reason? They did not do the Trumas HaDeshen at the appropriate time on the night of a regel, but it had fallen off after the Ashmura Rishona. What would the halacha be in such a case? Either way, this is the yesod that it doesn't have the absolute rule of Ada Boker Kol Alayla, but rather it's Boker Shel Alayla, depending on what Yom Tov, or what's going on the Mizbeach. The Gemara continues, my Kriyas Gever. What exactly is a definition of Kriyas HaGever? We had given a definition of the crowing of the rooster. Let's see what the Amoraim says. Rav Amar Kro Gaver. Rav says it means
the call of a man. Rashi explains that that's the mamuna that's in charge of the kohen and the kohanim in general. Rav Shela Amar Kratar Nigola. Rav Shela was the one who gives the explanation that was the one that we had given, and that is the crow of the rooster. Rav Ikla La Asrei de Rabbi Shela. Rav was once going visiting to the land of Rabbi Shela. Lo Have Amura Lamekamala de Rabbi Shela. There wasn't a meturgeman who was there to describe what Rav Shela was saying. Lamekamala de Rav Shela, to describe what Rav Shela was saying. Come Rav Ala, and Rav got up to serve as the meturgeman. Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil, become a farish, that the Magid Shir would say it in Lashon Kodesh and Lashon Ivris, and then they would maybe metargim it, say it over in the language, in the vernacular that people were accustomed to. Become a farish, and Rav got up and explained, Maikrias Gever, Krogavra. He described it as Rav himself had described Krias Gever, and that is the call of the Mamuna. Amalei Rabbi Shila, Rabbi Shila said to Vilei Mamar Kro Tarnigola, why don't you describe it as the call of the Tarnigol? Amalei, he responded, Avuv Lichari Zemer. When it comes to a very beautiful flute, two people who are Anoshim Chashuvim, Chari, that sound as Zemer, something musical. Ligardoi, for those people who are simply weavers, Lo Mikablu Amine. They don't appreciate it. Rashi explains that Rav's response to Rav Shila was, I already gave this explanation to people who are really Avov Lechari, people who really, really appreciate Torah, and they didn't object. You, who are less than them, you all of a sudden are objecting. Rabbi Chia didn't object. And you're going to tell me to change a pshat and say it's Kro Tarnigola? If Rabbi Chia had already been masking to pshat, Amalei Marnihu, it was then that Rav Shela realized the significance of who Rav was. Amalei, he said, Marnihu Rav? Niniach Mar, your Rav related to Rabbi Chia, that you're Rabbi Chia's nephew, so then go down. It's not appropriate that I be saying a shir and you being the metargim. Amarle, Amri Yinshi, people are going to say, or more precisely, people in generally say, Amri Yinshi, itagrisle puts, Amre, that if you begun to weave, then finish it for the rest of the day. Even according to Rashi, it was a type of work that was insulting to men because it was generally done, a feminine type of work. Finish the job. So you gave me this job, I want to finish. Some say he said to him as follows. There's a rule that we learn in Maseches Megillah, and that is that in general you're supposed to raise a person up for his status and not lower him down. So his argument was, it's true, maybe Tirgum wasn't the appropriate role for me, but you're not supposed to lower me down from being a Metargim. Malin Bekodesh V'lo Morinim. Tanika Vasid Rav, Tanika Vasid Rabbi Shila. We learned in a Braisa like Rav, and we learned in a Braisa like Rabbi Shila. Tanika Vasid Rav. Gvine Cruz Mahu.
Oimer, what was Gvine Cruz, who was the Mamuna, who used to wake the people up, what did he say? Imdu Kohanim Lavodaschem. He used to cry out, Kohanim, stand up for your Avoda. This is how he would wake them. Ulevim and Levim Luduchanchem. To your Duchan, where they would sing, the platform they would sing, V'Yisrael l'mamadechem, and Yisrael to your job of standing. Many Mefarshim explain that a person needs to be standing next to his carbon for his carbon to be accepted. V'yikoyle nishma b'sholosh parasos, and his voice would be heard for three parasos. Ma'isa b'agrifas ha'melech, there was a story with the king Agrippas, sh'yibob ha'derech v'shama koyle, he heard the sound of the Mamuna, Rav Gvini. Excuse me, his name was Gvini. Gvini Chorus, he heard it for three parcels. Ukishabala Beso, and when he came to his house, Shigerlo Matanos. That he sent him presents because he was so impressed at how determined he was to do his job appropriately. Vafal Pike and Koyen Godol Mishubach Mimenu. Despite the fact that Gvini's voice was so strong, the Koyen Godol
was greater than him. The Amar Mar, because we learned in a Braisa, later on it will be quoted in Lamed Tes Samed Beis, Ukvar Amar Ona Hashem, Nishma Koiloi B'Yerichoi, that the sound of the Kohen Gadol saying Ona Hashem could be heard even in Yericho. V'Amar Rabba Bar Chanan Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mirushalayim Yericho, Eser Parsi,
there's a 10 Parsi space between Yericho to Yerushalayim, and so it went even greater than the sound of Gvini that went 3 parsos.
Va'af agav da'ach yikol chulsha, and this is despite the fact that the Kohen Gadol is weak because of the fast. Va'achalekol chulsha, and Gvini was not in fasting. Va'ach yimama va'asam laila, and also here the sound is splitting through the day where there is more noise. And when it came to Gvini, he was making the announcement late at night.
Why is it that a person's voice is heard more clearly at night? The cycle of the sun that is cutting through the rakia is like a saw cutting through cedar tree, and those things that come out during the day, lo shma, they're not heard as well, and their name is la. That's their name. It's not. It doesn't have the same chashivus. And this is what Nevuchadnezzar taught. Pasuk in Daniel says that Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all those dayarim of the world are like law, that they're not so chashiv. Tan Rabbanu Ilmole Galgal Chama. If not for the sound of the movement of the sun, Nishma Kol Amona Shel Romi, one would hear the sound of the rumbling of the Roman kingdom. Vilmole Kol Amona Shel Romi Nishma Kol Galgal Chama. Each one blocks out the other. So we see from here is that the Galgal HaChama creates a tremendous amount of noise, and the Galgal HaChama, which takes place during the day, blocks sounds that don't receive the same blockage at night, because the Galgal HaChama does not take place at night. And that is the reason why sound travels better through the night than it does during the day. And we see that the Kohen Gadol's voice, if it penetrated that sound, was much, much stronger than the voice of Gvini. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chaf in Maseches Yuma. We will Be'ezer Hashem go now to a separate recording of the Halacha from the Daily Daf.